people will continue to believe things that they think are true, even in the face of facts that prove them wrong. Our unwillingness to question our false beliefs, even in the face of clear evidence, is the subject of continuing social science research, and Brendan Nyhan studies it. He's a political science professor at Dartmouth. Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
So when people hear you say and us say false belief, they might be thinking flat earth society or something like that. But you're looking at a topic that's a little bit closer to home, something like vaccines. In this case, people who don't vaccinate themselves or their kids based on the false belief that vaccines could cause autism. Why did you decide to look at vaccines?
Well, it's an area that I started out in this area looking at political misperceptions, and vaccines have a lot of the same properties. It's a controversial issue. People have very strong beliefs about it, and the scientific evidence didn't seem to be getting through to people, and we wanted to know why that was. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, you were going to go. So what exactly did you do in this study to figure out, you know, something about people's beliefs about vaccines?
Well, so what we did was we took a group of – a national representative group of parents, and we showed some of them the information on the Centers for Disease Control's website providing the evidence that vaccines don't cause autism. And, you know, that's a very scientific sort of accumulation of facts saying, look, here's all the evidence and, you know, there's nothing here. This is a myth.
And what did you find out?
Well, so it turned out that that wasn't an effective approach. There's been this idea out there that if we just get people the facts, they'll change their minds. And we found no evidence to support that. It wasn't effective to give people this factual information that vaccines don't cause autism. And in fact, for those parents who were least favorable towards vaccines, it actually was counterproductive. It made them less likely to say they would vaccinate a future child rather than more.
That's crazy. Why less likely?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we've seen these kinds of effects in the past in other cases. It seems like when you give people factual evidence that contradicts some strongly held view they might have, sometimes they counter-argue that evidence. They think of reasons it's false. They think of other reasons they hold that belief or that attitude. And in the process, they come to believe in it even more strongly. So people, you know, will double down on that original attitude. So in this case, they may be thinking, well, maybe that's wrong about autism, but there are all these other reasons I don't like vaccines. And in the process of thinking about that, they become even more convinced.
Brendan Nyhan's with us. He's a political science professor, and he studies why people continue to believe things that are false, even when there's really good evidence that those beliefs are wrong. And I think a lot of our listeners might be thinking to themselves, okay, this is not really me. I'm pretty rational, or maybe I'm perfectly rational. I don't know what people think. But how likely is it that a person is right about that?
Well, it's wrong. I mean, we're all motivated reasoners. You know, we all have a bias towards the information that confirms the beliefs that we already have. And we have a bias against the information that would contradict those beliefs. And that's natural and that's human. But it can also be dangerous because it can be really hard to change people's minds. And when I talk about this, these issues, people often say, well, that's someone else. Like you said, that's not me. And it's important to recognize that people who are more educated or more knowledgeable in some cases can be better able to defend their existing views and beliefs. They're more sophisticated. They're better able to marshal evidence, to think of reasons why their view is right and some other view is wrong, and in the process to stick on that incorrect belief. So, you know, education and knowledge aren't a panacea.
So the better educated you are, the more effective you are at defending your false beliefs. What did you find out about what could cause people to question or change their beliefs in the face of facts that are, you know, contradict them?
Well, that's the difficult question that everyone is still trying to figure out. But one approach that my co-authors and I have looked at is it hopefully illustrates why this is such a difficult problem is that there's something called self-affirmation. When you make people feel better about themselves in some other domain, that may make them more comfortable admitting they're wrong about the question in front of them, which might otherwise is very difficult for us, right? So you can say, well, I'm a good person. You know, I uphold my values and beliefs, so maybe it's okay that I'm not really right about this particular belief. Now, that's not a solution to a problem like vaccine denial, but it at least hopefully illustrates the kind of the psychology of how this might work.
How would it work at Dartmouth? I'm picturing you're with your colleagues and you're like, Professor so-and-so, you're such a great cook. Of course, your paper is completely wrong.
That's right. You know, so as soon as someone starts saying how great you are, you reach for your wallet, right? Or you try to figure out what someone's up to, right? So it can sound very insincere coming from someone else. I think it's only effective, you know, when someone's doing it for themselves mm-hmm. in a way when they can think of something that's meaningful to them. In our experiment, people actually wrote about an experience of their own, and so it could be personally meaningful. So I don't think this is a policy solution, but it at least is an example of what happens when people get out of that state where they would otherwise be defensive, right? Because when you're told that you're wrong about something you care mm-hmm. about, it's not just hearing that you're wrong. It's the implications of being wrong about that for your worldview or your beliefs or your sense of your place in the world. That can be very threatening to people.
How much of this has to do with people's identities and, you know, that their beliefs are linked to a larger sense of themselves?
I think a lot. You know, so my primary area of research is politics, and partisanship and ideology drive a huge amount of misinformation about politics. There's not any one identity that dominates on vaccines in quite the same way. But it is often linked to identity-related factors like religion or lifestyle, people's beliefs about medicine and science. There's a series of related cultural factors that might make it difficult. Now, we've been lucky in the sense that it hasn't become closely linked with any one of those. You know, it's important to say that vaccination rates overall are still quite good, especially for childhood vaccines. But it's important to maintain that and to avoid the kind of cultural or political polarization that could cause people to think of something like vaccine denial as being part of their identity, which is exactly what we don't want to do. This is something that crosses every partisan,
I see,
religious and cultural line, and that's good.
All right, Brendan Nyhan, thanks so much for telling us about it. He's a political science professor at Dartmouth, telling about his research. He looks at why people continue to believe things they think they know are true, even when the facts prove them wrong. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.